It's a wet day in Robinson Forest, remote, rugged, isolated, uninhabited for decades. This preserve in eastern Kentucky seems far removed from just about everything. But it's not. The rain that falls here has a long way to go and many people, plants, and animals to nourish.
So it goes from here to what's called Big Mill Seat, Big Mill Seat to Clements Fork to Buckhorn Branch, Buckhorn Branch to Troublesome Creek, Troublesome Creek to the Kentucky River, Kentucky River to the Ohio River, Ohio River to the Mississippi River, and then ultimately to the Gulf of Mexico. So what we do in this watershed potentially affects millions and millions of people.
That's Chris Barton talking about the water in Coles Fork Stream. Barton is a professor of forest hydrology at the University of Kentucky. Robinson Forest, which is owned and managed by UK, is a natural laboratory where he and his colleagues connect the dots between human activity upstream in the mountains of eastern Kentucky and life downstream. This 14,000-acre research preserve contains the headwaters of streams like Coles Fork. It's a reference point for what a stream's like when nature's allowed to call all the shots.
You know, so much land use has occurred that, you know, many streams within eastern Kentucky, you know, central Appalachia, have been disturbed by one type of activity or another. So this is just important just for that sake. And it gives us sort of a standard that we can try to achieve when we go out to do, say, water quality improvement projects.
And that makes it a valuable tool as the state tries to provide clean water and maintain the forest's economic value. The region is rich in coal and hardwoods, and when those resources are mismanaged, the director of Kentucky's Division of Forestry admits they can muddy the water.
There's a balance to ensure that we don't do harvesting in a manner that creates an environmental problem in our rivers and streams and creeks.
Leah McSword's office issues guidelines on the best management practices for the region's resources, and that's where Robinson Forest can be useful.
The University of Kentucky has been able to track water quality on that site for, oh goodness, 40 years maybe. So they have these pristine waterways on the forest, and so it provides that level of control. It provides that this is what a site looks like that has never been harvested, and you study certain impacts, then you know that any contamination in those waterways came from that activity.
With logging, the biggest problem is sediment. Huge equipment churns up soil and turns clear streams murky. Barton's team has found keeping a buffer zone of vegetation of at least 110 feet between logging operations and streamside reduces soil erosion by 88%. That's twice the current standard.
You know, adding 50 more feet to the buffer and then not allowing removal of some of these trees probably doesn't amount to that much money.
Right.
But you're providing a lot of environmental benefit.
Mining poses a different problem.
Inherent in the whole process is you're blowing up rock. And, you know, just by the nature of that, you're going to create, you know, more total dissolved solids.
Researchers are trying to figure out how to keep those solids out of the water once the mining is over. Right now, most mining companies replace the dirt they've removed. They then pack the new soil down hard and plant grass. But Barton says the practice can actually increase soil erosion.
And when you do that, you compact it so much that water doesn't really infiltrate into the soil and it runs across, and so you do get a lot of erosion.
Hoping to improve water quality, Barton's team is exploring the use of trees and other forest vegetation instead of grass on reclamation sites. McSwords explains.
They slow down some of the runoff, so they ensure that a lot of that sediment doesn't get into the creeks and make them muddy and turbulent, et cetera. They also allow that water that percolates through the ground, through all of that debris that's on the forest floor, and providing that filtration system so the water that makes it down to the groundwater, it can stay clean.
Barton's research provides the data to prove it works. There are devices along the streams that measure water flow and temperature, and of course, researchers take samples to see what's in the water. But Barton says nature provides its own indications of a stream's health.
One of the things that you would see is certain suite of benthic macroinvertebrate, or aquatic bugs, if you will, that live in this stream that are very insensitive to pollution. So there's things here like certain species of stoneflies and mayflies and caddisflies that you're only going to find in real high water quality resources like this.
Sometimes it's hard to understand scientific research, but here in Robinson Forest, it's the mayflies that help connect the dots between research upstream and the quality of drinking water used by Lexington residents and millions of other people who live downstream. For WEKU, I'm Jacqueline Carfagno.